Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boise State still may have something to say about that. Essex have no timeouts if Boise State scores. Narrow into Hansen, back to Narrow. Narrow with 11, gives to Pasco, drives in from the right. Puts it up, no good. Pasco has it back to Tatum Thompson for three. 3 seconds, rebound Villalobos. 1 second. That's it, I think. That's it. Let's see. I think it's over. The officials are running off the floor. The Aztecs have won it. 72-69. On to the ship.
Yeah, how about that, everybody? Welcome into Gwen and Chris on a Wednesday from Las Vegas. Chris Hello with you, and of course, Matt Scraby and company back at the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on his way to Korea. At least he is after the Padres preseason spring training game today against the Oakland A's. We welcome you into Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan, and we welcome you in off of that shot or the finish last night of the San Diego State women's basketball victory, Scraby, huh? How do you like that?
Very
into
nice
the finals
job.
They go.
Very
into
nice
the finals.
Job.
Yeah, they hung on. 3-point shot, bounced off the rim there. And it was a little confusing because the Aztec player, Kim Villalobos, got the rebound with about, I don't know, I'm going to say 2 seconds left. And she kind of just held the ball and then she fell to the ground. And I think everybody paused for a second. Nobody on Boise State went to foul her. And the next thing you knew, the buzzer went and the game was over. It was just kind of a split second where Boise State paused. If they would have fouled her, you know, she would have had to go down and make some free throws to wrap up the game. But did not happen. The Aztec women with a gutty performance. And hopefully, that is a sign of things to come for the men's team, because I know they're flying out here later today, and they'll be taking on UNLV in the first round of the quarterfinals of the Mountain West Conference Tournament tomorrow. The Aztecs are playing UNLV tonight on the women's side. As I said, Scraby, for the ship. That's what the kids call it these days. Yeah, it's the ship.
Yes, that's right.
They all want the ship. So I don't know when championship became just a ship, but
I don't know either.
Yeah, the last couple of years, it seems to me. Used to just be no longer?
I don't know. It's like the chip, I think I've heard it called, but I've never heard it called the ship.
Well, championship, right?
No, I understand it, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention close enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. There might be somebody out there who could correct me and say it should be the chip.
No,
Ben Pearson is in my the Mad Stick Media Relations is in my roommate here in Las Vegas. He's nodding his head that I should call it the chip.
Ah,
not
see?
The ship.
Okay. All right. See, this works.
Well, that I don't know.
It's okay. Your call
us
was
old
great,
people,
Chris.
Us old people are slow to figure things out, Scraby. You know what I'm saying? We're slow on the uptake.
Now I'm gonna rate that radio call because it was a radio call.
It was a radio call. All right, give it a rating. I'll let you rate it. It wasn't, anyway, I don't want to say.
You can't rate your own call. You can't rate your own call.
I know.
I'm going to give it an 8, only because I was confused as to what happened at the end of the game. But now that I know that everybody was confused, then I don't think it was that big of a mistake.
Yeah, it wasn't a mistake. It was a matter of confusion. And I listened to the call myself because I wanted to hear it. And the one thing that I missed, if you listen to this again, the young lady Thompson took the three-point shot for Boise State, I never said that she actually missed the shot. I just said that Villalobos grabbed the rebound, which, of course, means she missed the shot. But I think as a listener, you want to know, did she make it or miss it? You know, I mean, that was for the game. So I would
okay,
give myself...
Chris. I didn't mean to send you down this rabbit hole of rating your own radio call.
I know. I'm rating my own radio call. I would give myself about a 6.5. Now, those are my all-time favorite.
Now, let me ask you this, because we talk about often about being prepared for an event to happen as a play-by-play person. Are you prepared for what you're going to say when the Aztecs women's win tonight?
If they win tonight, Scraby, and I mean, honestly, I've been around the team all day. They have the perfect, their attitude is right, their belief in themselves is right. I think they feel like they're, gonna win. I think they expect to win, all of those things. But the odds of them winning are, I mean, after all, they're a 20.5-point underdog. I mean, this Las Vegas team they're playing tonight has won 43 of its last 44 conference games.
They've
won 14. Yeah, they've won 14 in a row. They beat the Aztecs not by 20 the last time, not by 30, not by 40, not even by 50. They beat them by 59 points 2.5 weeks ago.
That is true.
So for the Aztecs to win this game tonight, you know what's going to happen, Scraby, if I'm on the call and they win this game tonight?
What? You're going to go speechless?
I will. I won't be able to speak. I will be bawling my eyes out.
You're
know
gonna
it
be
already.
Crying?
I know it. I know that's how I get. They're going to be, they would be so happy. The joy that they would have if they win this game tonight, I would be just so happy for them, and I'd be sitting courtside witnessing the celebration. I guarantee you I will flub up the entire thing.
No, I don't think you're going to flub up the entire thing, but I think you're going to hold it together, and once that mic button goes off, you just let it loose. Just
then I'll
tears
let it
of
loose.
Joy. But I get it.
You,
I mean,
cuz you were shocked last year.
I was.
When we were in Peoria.
I was.
And the Aztecs were beating Alabama, and I was trying to do you did film me.
Yeah, yeah.
For a live, what was it, an Instagram post.
Yes.
And I couldn't keep it together. That's just how I am. I know how I am.
That's one of the most controversial things I've ever done on this show, was laughing at you on the video while you were crying.
Right.
So many people got mad at me for that.
You looked at me and you were like, are you crying?
Yeah, I did say that, and I really took a lot of heat for that, because so many other were going to the same.
So many people had the same emotions, because Aztec fans know that nothing ever good ever happens to the Aztecs. I mean, it's been that way for 30, 40 years.
Not in the last 2 years, though.
No, that's right. That's right. Things things are changing finally in the favor of the red and black. So who knows? If they win an upset tonight like that, it'll be something. I don't have a prepared call. I'm just going to I'm going to just wing it, Scraby.
Would you? Oh, gosh. Would you like to record one before you're done with the show today so that you could just hit the play button and it will be you calling a great game and you won't be crying?
In case I start to cry, then I can hit the play button. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and then it'll be like from crying Chris Ello to very excited Chris Ello.
I'll just already have the call. I'll just say something. And the Aztecs, for the first time in 12 years, have reached the mountaintop. They have won the Mountain West Conference Championship in a historic upset of top-seeded UNLV.
There we go. I'll send that to you for later.
Send that to me. Send that to me, and I'll have it just in case I
now,
need it.
Now, Will, if they win, will you be singing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain? Because I think that's only appropriate for this situation.
Only fitting that I sing the Tennessee Volunteers not fight song.
According to me, Tennessee Volunteers fight
song. I know. Well, anyway, it's exciting, and I know a lot of people are coming. A lot of my friends are coming for the men's tournament tomorrow.
Nice.
And they're getting here early so that they can go to the women's game tonight. And
I have
it's going to be a nice it'll be
question the other. About your it's not about the basketball. It's about you and your living situation, because you've been there since Sunday.
Oh, my
and
God.
So now it's Wednesday, and you kind of packed for what? Did you pack for a 5-day trip, or did you pack for a 2-day trip?
Yeah, I've actually been here since Saturday.
That's right.
Because our first game was Sunday. I packed for maybe 2 games, and I told my, I thought 2 games would be great. If they could get a third, okay. I did not packed for an entire, basically a week in Las Vegas. I have been re-wearing T-shirts.
Oh, no. You need to find some laundry services.
I don't even want to. I don't even know if I should say this, Scraby, but I've actually worn a pair of underwear inside out because I'm running. I'm running low.
Wait. I cannot move past that. You just said you wore them inside out, which means the inside is now touching your clothing?
Yeah, what?
Oh, man.
Is that a problem for you?
Yeah, it's a problem for me.
It's touching the inside of my clothing. It's not touching the outside.
I would have just rather you just wear them 2 days in a row than turn them inside out.
Should I have gone commando?
No, I don't even want to broach that subject.
You don't even think about that subject.
If you're out there and you have ever turned your underwear inside out to rewear them, please let me know, because I've honestly never heard of that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a way you can get 3 pair of underwear through 6 days.
Three? What are you doing? You're wearing them twice one way and then one day the other, and you're like, okay, these are spent?
No, I have enough. I'm honestly just joking. I have enough underwear, but I don't have enough T-shirts and stuff like that. So I am wearing thin. The other thing is both Ben and I, my roommate here on this trip, neither of us want to have our room serviced.
See, this is a problem. Why don't you?
Yeah,
just
it is a problem because for 5.5 days now, food boxes are piling up.
This is gross.
Bottles of soda, water, the trash cans are overflowing. We're out of towels. I mean, it's a complete, hilarious, actually.
That is not hilarious. You are no longer in a college dorm.
Yes, I am. I feel like I'm in a college dorm. That's a good way of putting it, Scraby.
Do you just, when you go to sleep, you just smell the wings that are in the corner?
All right, I'm taking showers. I'm doing that. You know,
you're using a towel that has been used for 5 days. That is gross.
Let me ask you this. When you're at home, do you wash your towel every night after you use it?
No. Definitely.
Okay.
Not. Definitely.
So don't give me a hard time if I use a towel 2 days in a row.
Do you hang it up or you throw it on the floor?
I hang it up.
Okay. All right.
What do you think? I am a heathen?
Well, you just described a dorm room for your hotel room right now.
It is a little bit of a dorm room for
Chris,
a hotel room.
Okay. So apparently Ben Higgins does the inside out thing. Kat on the chat says, I do feel like I've heard this conversation on Bennett Woods, and she would not let her husband into the house wearing inside out, twice worn underwear.
Okay.
Nasty Chris is another one.
Nasty.
Chance says, I've worn boxer briefs for 4 days before. And he also goes on to say, that's punk rock, Chris. My hat is off to you. So.
Ah, see?
You are in Vegas. I mean.
I got a little support out there.
Yeah, you do.
All right. It's crazy times. Basketball, it's March Madness, Scraby. You got to do whatever it takes.
That's true.
It's March Madness. You got to do whatever it takes.
Now, if they win, are they into the NCAA Women's Tournament?
Absolutely, yeah. They go dancing.
So you can't wear another pair of underwear until they lose.
That I don't know that I can commit to.
Will Lori let you into the house?
Yeah, I don't think she would. I don't think I can be able to commit to that because the NCAA Women's Tournament doesn't start until a week from Friday. So,
oh, man.
I don't think I'd be able to hold out that long.
Any prospects of where you would go?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at the NCAA tournament because,
it was far off in the
distance. And honestly, it still feels like kind of a dream if they're, like I said, to be able to win this game tonight. But we will actually have Stacey Terry Hudson, the coach of the team, on with us in a little while. So we'll get her thoughts and find out where she's at and where her team is at as they head into this game tonight against Mighty Vegas. We will also have Ted Leitner on the program today. I'm always fired up to talk to Ted Leitner.
Uncle Teddy,
getting ready to, he's actually coming to see me in Las Vegas. I don't think he'll want to step foot in this room. So I don't have to worry about that. But Ted's coming to Vegas with the Aztec men. They are on their way and they'll be playing tomorrow. Of course, we'll get a preview from Uncle Teddy on that. All of the other regular segments along the way. Now, when we come back, Padres.
Here's a concept. Bite me.
Nah, hey, now. Now.
He's just a little, you know, he has to get on Southwest. No one likes flying Southwest. So.
Yeah, that's probably his attitude. You're right. I know Uncle Teddy. We will talk about the Padres are actually playing right now,
yes.
which I mean, really? They're getting on a 14-hour flight to Korea tonight. Baseball couldn't have given them the afternoon off?
Really? They're not playing until, like, Sunday. Well, actually, we are carrying their exhibition game on the station on Sunday at 3 a.m.
Okay.
So they're not playing until then.
So what? They got to fly 14 hours tonight. Give the guys the afternoon off.
Do you want to know why I'm okay with it, Chris?
Why?
Because on the other side, we're going to tell you what's been happening. And let's just say the bats are on fire.
All right, we'll give you an update
today. If you can't tell, I don't.
You do sound
like
I'm
a lot of coffee.
We're all excited. It's a good day to be excited. It's Gwynn and Chris. It's San Diego's number one sports talk station. We'll update you on the Padres when we come back. Get you set for their trip to Korea when we come back. We'll talk some baseball and a lot of March Madness on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. We are underway for a Wednesday from Las Vegas. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. is calling Padre baseball in Peoria. We'll give you an update on that game in just a second. Padres are taking on the Oakland A's before they depart later on this evening for Korea. 97.3 The Fan, of course, San Diego's number one sports talk station. You can also watch the program on YouTube. Before I get to the Padre A's update, I want everybody to think good thoughts for our newest friend of the show, Nick DiNucci.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Now, here is why we have to think good thoughts for Nick DiNucci. He is a young guy that is trying to learn how. He's already knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's our Padres board op for the past.
Right, he's
two
one of the
years.
Padre board operators. Right, so he already knows a lot of stuff. But he's trying to learn how to run this particular show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now I would, and he's you know he's being. I like what he's doing. He's taking time out of his day to come in to the studio. Kind of shadow you, Scraby.
This is how you do it.
And this is how you end up learning stuff like this. So hats off to you, Nick, for that.
Mm-hmm.
However, here's my concern. Nick DiNucci is trying to learn how to produce this program from you.
Yeah, I mean, why would that be a bad thing?
Well,
that's amazing.
I don't know. I think that a lot of people might find that to be a little bit troubling.
Oh, you know, there's only one person that can teach this show, and it's me. So,
but you're the only person on this show who pushes the wrong button about 40% of the time. And now you're teaching Nick DiNucci which buttons to push. And the poor guy's going to get confused.
No, the good thing about this is that he already knows which buttons to press. It's it's more of like the flow of the show, what segments we have, things like that, how to work
well,
the cameras.
Well, then, wait a second. If he knows what buttons to press, why don't we just hire him to push the buttons so that you don't screw it up anymore?
am I still on the show or am I not on the show anymore?
Oh, no, you can do your parts of the show.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that would be great. Of course. I would love that. But unfortunately, COVID ended all hopes and dreams of, you know, getting help here on the show.
I know. We don't have any other assistance on the show. But anyway, thanks to Nick DiNucci. He's in studio today. So we'll pop him on here in a little while and introduce you to him. But thanks to Nick for coming in and trying to learn along with the
Put him on camera, so he's I don't know that he wanted to be on camera, but he is now.
He is now. He's trying to learn. I of course I'm joking. He's learning only from the best.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Good recovery.
Go. He's
good
learning recovery. From our friend Matt Scraby how to run today's program. Padres are not they're not going to go to Korea quietly.
No,
apparently Scraby.
No.
They are making quite a bit of noise in their final Peoria spring training game today, I hear.
They are, because they just added another run, so the inning is finally over. It's the end of the fourth, but the Padres are leading the A's 8-0, and here is how it went so far. You got Kim doubling to left, scoring Tatis and Machado in the, or no, scoring Tatis only, 1-0. Profar singling to center. Machado scored, Kim scores, 3-0. Cronenworth single to center. Merrill scored, 4-0. Machado doubled to right. Cronenworth scored, 5-0. Profar homers to left center, 6-0. And then the last scoring was Machado doubling to right. Cronenworth scored. Profar single to left. Machado scored. So right now the Padres through four innings have 8 runs, 14 hits.
14 hits?
14 hits.
My goodness.
I believe everybody in the lineup has got a hit.
He's already chipped in. Yeah, Joe Musgrove, I know, started today. So he's obviously pitching just fine.
Yeah, everybody. You want to hear?
Struggles?
I'm sorry to cut you off, Chris, but this is really taking me by surprise.
What?
Manny Machado, 3-for-3 today. Jurickson Profar, 3-for-3 today. Jake Cronenworth, 2-for-3 today. Fernando, 1-for-3. Bogarts, 1-for-3. Everybody has a hit right now who started. Well, Jackson Merrill, 1-for-2.
All right. That's good. That's a very good day so far. I tell you, for a team that has an 8-9 record in spring training, we said this the other day, the Padres are having a really, really amazingly great spring training.
They are.
It seems like every single, it doesn't seem like there's a single individual anywhere that hasn't done something, you know, of a positive nature this spring. Right. I mean, it's been like that. I mean, Machado was the one guy who actually was struggling a little bit in spring training, but all of a sudden he's come alive here the last 2 or 3 days. So,
yeah,
I just hope everybody performs in April and May the way they're performing in March. And if that happens, the Padres are going to be all right. They're going to be in good shape.
So. I was talking about this a lot on the Scraby Show last night, but I don't feel because I got a comment saying that we may be overhyping Jackson Merrill, which I can understand someone feeling that way. But at the same time, I feel like we're not trying to make something out of nothing. There have been performances during spring training that have been the whole spring training that show us that this team does actually have some guys that maybe we didn't think were going to be a part of the team this year.
I have some thoughts on all of that, and we're up on the bottom of the hour, or are we?
How long are your thoughts?
They're usually pretty long, you know.
Okay, let's
thoughts.
Go to 3:20 then. We'll do that at 3:20.
We'll do that in a little while, but just on the surface, I totally agree with you. I mean, everybody, all of the questions that you had going into spring training have been answered. But here's what I will say ahead of our conversation at 3:20 after the Daily Gambit. What I will say is that all of the same questions are going to be asked again at the start of the regular season. Because it's a reset.
Yeah.
It's a total reset. You start from 0-0, and everybody is a brand new rookie, and everybody is, you know, making their debut, and everything that happens in spring doesn't count. So all of the questions have been answered for spring training, but we're going to have those same questions again come opening day.
The question is
how will they be answered? And you and I will talk a little further about that at 3:20. We're also, we've got, you know, Chris, first, have you recovered from your loss in the Fantabulous Game Show yesterday?
Oh, I did.
I know that it was another tough one for
you. Honestly, I had so much other stuff going on yesterday, I said, I'm just not going to worry about it today. Which is the first sign of me not Kim anymore, so.
It's the first sign of you growing up a little bit, is what it is.
Me growing up?
Yes, you're finally getting a little more mature. You're not letting these things bother you so much anymore. That's good.
Oh, give me a day when I don't have much to do and it will bother me. Trust me.
I know. I'm sure it will. We don't have a fantabulous game show. We will have a good Chris versus the fans a little later. We got the Daily Gambit coming up, and we'll have a big five later on. But when we come back, Stacey Terry Hudson, whose team is kind of the talk of the town right now, the Aztecs women coming off three straight wins here to open up the Mountain West Conference tournament. And tonight, they go for the chip.
The chip.
Make sure I say it right.
Yeah.
I guess they have to go for the chip.
Let's go for the ship.
Yeah, well, I tried. I tried to sound like I was cool. I just fell short. That's all.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, Stacey will join us when we come back, talk about her program and what a great ride this has been so far in Las Vegas and what their chances are to keep it going. And when we keep Gwen and Chris going on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back. It is Gwen and Chris. 2:37 the time. No Tony Gwynn Jr. today. He, of course, calling Padre baseball spring training in Peoria. And then he and the rest of the Padres traveling party getting on the big 747, Scraby, and flying 13 and a half hours over to Korea.
Do you know it's a 747?
I did see that in the newspaper article this morning.
Wow.
It's a double-decker plane.
Okay.
From what I read.
All right.
And it has, I believe, 10 first class seats.
Who gets those?
I don't believe Tony will qualify for that.
Wow.
As great as he is. there's 10 first class seats, and then there's like 130 business class seats.
Wow.
I think Tony will get one of those.
Is it 130 business class seats? That's
something like that. Something like that. It's in the paper today if anybody wants to look it up.
I'm Kevin looking Acey's it up right article. Now. I'm trying to figure it out.
And then there's like 20 or 30 regular seats in the way, way back.
Oh, that's where Tony's at.
No, I don't think so. I think Tony will get one of the business class seats.
Oh, unfortunately, I think Dave Marcus is probably in the back.
Dave Marcus will get shoveled to the back.
He shouldn't be. He's a legend.
You and I both know that, but do the Padres know that?
They
you
should.
Know, that's the question. Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do research on this because I actually did look today, this morning, to try and find their flight because you have to schedule a flight plan and those are public. But here it is. Yes, 747 VIP airliner.
Wow.
Okay. What is it? Describe the seating if you can find
it.
Yeah,
it's 10 first class seats, 143 business class, 36 economy.
36 economy. You know what? That's where you and I would be, Scrape, if we were on this trip. So
I would be in the cargo hold.
You would be lucky to be in the economy seats.
Yes. I'm going to now look for this flight so I could track it today. It says they're supposed to land at 1:30 a.m. South Korea time.
Yeah. So we're not going to hear from Tony for a while.
Yeah.
once he recovers from that flight.
Yes.
But I will say this. It is 1 week from today, Scraby, that when you and I go on the show at 2:00, we will be able to talk about a regular season game.
Wow. Being in the
Because the Padres opener is next Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. And to that end, you and I are going to be there.
I was surprised.
For our watch party.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. I'm not going to miss that. I'm up at 3:00 in the morning half the time anyway.
You kept saying that, but I thought you were just joking. So you get to see Chris. You get to see Betta Woods. You get to see me. Tune in to 97.3 The Fan next Wednesday and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's Chief Bubble Officer Tony Gwynn Jr. call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party Wednesday morning, March 20th at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun. So Wednesday, 3 a.m. I'm already worried about that day just because I'm very much so a creature of habit, and I'm worried about my sleep that day. But I'm going to have fun doing it.
So you're going to get, what are you going to do? Go to sleep the night before and then get up at like 2:30 and drive down there?
I don't know because I have the Scraby show till about 7. I probably leave here around 7:45, 7:50 and get home around 9. What am I supposed to do, Chris? Just stay up all night? Be a crazy person?
No, you're supposed to go to sleep for 3 or 4 hours, get up, go down, enjoy the baseball game. You'll get home by about 7:30 in the morning, and then and then take a nap, just like I do. That's what I do, Scrape. And you should do the same thing. Just go. Your strategy for next week, first of all, everybody out there should call in, should already make plans to call in sick to work next Wednesday.
Good point.
It should be kind of a holiday for all Padre fans next Wednesday. It's opening day. It's just a little different opening day. Instead of it all being down at the ballpark at Petco Park, you're all going to get up at 3 in the morning and watch the ball game, and then you'll sleep in afterwards. It's very simple, really. It really, truly is. So that should be everybody's plan next Wednesday, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of you down there at 7 Mile Casino. All right, we are in Las Vegas. I am in Las Vegas, and the reason I am here, blame it all on Stacey Terry Hudson and her Aztec women's basketball team, which has won 3 straight in the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and tonight will play for the championship against UNLV. Coach, it has already been a good day for the Hudson family. Husband Justin and the Fresno State men pull off a victory in their first Mountain West Conference game over Wyoming. I just watched a little while ago. So hopefully that's a good sign of things to come for you guys today, right?
Yeah, I apologize for my voice. It's a little scratchy, but there's been a lot going on here in Vegas. But yes, it was a tight one. It was fun to watch him win, so we're hoping to get one more.
Well, Coach, you know, this has been a real blessing to be around this team this year. And, you know, when you started this journey with this team, you had to replace 4 starters from a year ago. You had to do so with 2 injured point guards, which left you without a real starting point guard for the season. To get from there to here has to be very gratifying for you.
You know, it's funny you brought it up. We've been talking about it all day. It's just been really fun to watch this team mature and come into their own just really at the right time. We're playing a lot of kids out of position because of the injuries, and as you mentioned, and it's just fun to watch them play. They are truly enjoying the game, and that's really what it's about, and just fun to watch them.
Yeah, first 2 games of this tournament, you guys did a great job of sharing the basketball. I mean, that kind of speaks to the camaraderie on this team. I think you had 19 assists in the win over San Jose State, 19 more in the upset of New Mexico. You didn't have as many assists last night to beat Boise State. But this team, it does seem like as a 5-player unit, whichever 5 players are out on the floor, they all get along and they all seem to figure things out together pretty well.
They are. They're growing up in front of our eyes. I mean, and then our bench has been amazing, too. You know, what I love about this team is every night since we've been in Vegas, there's been a different leading scorer. So we can hit you offensively a lot of different ways. But I think the reason why we've won here in Vegas is we're actually playing defense, making it hard on our opponents, and being locked in there has really made the difference.
Well, I have the fortune of being around you guys this morning. And, of course, you've got the UNLV Rebels tonight, and they're number 21 in the nation. And, you know, they've got pretty good credentials. I like the way you're going about this, Coach. Tell us what your strategy with your kids is heading into this game.
Well, you know, you were around this morning when you heard us talking about it. You know, they're very good, and they can hurt you in a lot of different ways. And we're going to try to take away the 3 ball. I think that's what hurt us last time we played. We just want to limit them there. They have an All-American down low in the post. We're going to do our best to slow her down a bit. But she's one of those players you just can't stop. So we just can't let the other ones get above their average. We're going to try to slow down everybody else and see if we can stay in the game. That's plan A. You never know what's going to happen. We might have to go to plan B or plan C, but that's definitely plan A.
Yeah, plan A. And I think the other thing is having the right mindset, which is you guys belong in this game. You deserve to be in this game. And there's no reason why if you play your game, you can't win this game. I mean, if you guys don't think that, you're not going to be able to do it.
100%. And these kids are believing that we could beat South Carolina right now. So I love it. I love their confidence. We're going to take that into the game and see what we can do. I mean, again, UNLV is a great team, but we're playing really good basketball, and I like our chances.
Coach, I don't want to get too personal, but I shared with everybody a little while ago that when we arrived in Vegas on Saturday, I thought I packed for 5 days, but I really came up a little short. And some of my T-shirts are getting reworn now because we've been here so long. Unfortunately, Ben Pearson and I, the media relations director, we don't like to get our room cleaned. So All right, we've got trash piling up. How is your room looking at this stage of the trip, Coach? Are you keeping things together all right?
You know what? Two things. We've done laundry here in the hotel. Not that I didn't bring enough. I knew my plan was to be here until Thursday, so I have enough. But we did do some laundry, and I've been picking up along the way. So I had to call for the maid a couple times to come clean. But you know, that's a great problem to have. I'll take that any day.
One last thing, Coach, before I let you go, because you are busy and you have more important things to do today, but we appreciate it. You don't like to think of yourself too much, but it has to be gratifying for you. It's your 11th season. Anyone like myself who's been around you, you've done it the right way. You've done it with great kids. They all have great point averages. They all do things outside of basketball. But to have your first shot at a championship game, This has been a long time coming, and I know a lot of people are very happy for you, and I'm just wondering how you're kind of containing some of those emotions.
You know, it was really emotional last night. You know, I got home and was just thinking about all the kids that have been in our program and the history and tradition that San Diego State's had long before I've ever been here. And I'm just really proud of all the Aztecs that have reached out to us and, you know, had touched base with me and wished us luck. If they're not coming tonight, they'll definitely be tuned in. And it's just been really fun to be a part of this program and in the history and tradition of winning. And we finally got it back there. So I'm just really proud of us, really proud of our staff and the young ladies that are in the locker room getting it done. The maturity and the leadership that I have in this locker room has really, you know, got us to this point. So just proud of our kids. I was overwhelmed with emotion because I'm just really, really happy for them.
Well, Coach, it's been great fun, obviously, for all of us this week. Let's just get one more tonight, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk about it on the show tomorrow. Good luck. I'll see you over at the arena.
Thank you. Go Aztec.
Yep. Thanks, Stacy. Stacy Terry Hudson right there, the Aztec women's basketball coach. I will say this, Scraby, if you get a chance, anybody listening, if you get a chance, I tweeted it out today. They had video of the kids celebrating on the court last night in Las Vegas after they won the semifinal game. But the video also included her emotional speech to her kids in the locker room. And it's very uplifting.
All right. There's no swear words, right? I can just play it.
I don't think there's any swear words. You might want to check it out just to be sure. I don't think there were.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
take a look at it. You don't have to play it on the air. I think people can find it if they want to hear it. But it was very uplifting to see her. You know, this is her 11th season. She's never got to this point. And, you know, she was very proud of her team, and they were proud of her. It was a very emotional, fun scene to watch in the locker room last night, and they had a video. I tweeted it out, so you can either go to my Twitter at ChrisLOSD, you'll find it somewhere, or search for my Twitter, or maybe you can find it, Scraby, and put it up somewhere.
It's also on GoAztecs.com.
Ah, yes. There's a lot of good
stuff
on GoAztecs.
Go to Chris's Twitter or at GoAztecs.com.
You'll be able to find that video. All right, so what else is going on? How's Nick DiNucci doing? He's coming up on the end of his first hour as a learning board op.
Well, why don't you talk to him, Chris? Why don't you talk to him? You know, Nick, I think, I don't know that Nick has ever been on this show or any show. He's saying no. So here is Nick DiNucci. Chris,
uh-oh,
you take
hey,
over.
Hey, Nick.
I have been
Nick,
on another show.
How is it trying to learn from the master at his craft, Matt Scraby?
Scraby and Braden, they're pretty good, man. So they're, you know.
I don't think he mentioned Braden, but he mentioned me, and you threw Braden.
Yeah,
you're
learning from Braden Surprenant as well.
I will be on Friday, yes.
On Friday you will.
Yes.
Right. Has Scraby confused you in any way yet?
No, it's going well. I mean, just, you know, in the beginning you kind of just watch how things go, and then they kind of ask questions, you know, not to, obviously just to humor him, but to actually, you know, get the knowledge I need to run it efficiently.
To humor me. I do love that. That was really funny.
You like to be humored.
I will say, if people are wondering how to get into radio, the way to do it is just kind of what Nick is doing. Be a shadow on the wall. Just be in the right places. Continue to ask to be a part of something. Like, that's the way in. It's unfortunate for internships that we can't do those in California, because I've wanted, that's how I got into radio, and then they ended like 6 months after. So the way to do it is just make yourself known and be the first guy to say yes to everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you are certainly one of the reasons. One things we've learned in working with you, Scrabe, over the last almost 6 years now for this program,
I know,
is that you worked your way up from the ground floor to where you are now, and you despise anybody out there who gets any kind of a break along the way, a la nepotism or whatever it might be that could give somebody an edge.
I don't know why that is, Chris. It's
Since you didn't get it, you don't want anyone else to get it either.
It may have been the maybe year and a half of free work that I did, 40 hours a week for the radio station. It may have been me just scratching and clawing for my entire radio career. Maybe that's why I don't want someone to get the spot in front of me. Yeah. If they're better than me, that's fine. And Noah Eagle is better than me at play-by-play. But you put him in this chair, don't know. Don't know.
Yeah. No, it's Scraby's the man. And
okay.
Welcome back. It is Gwen and Chris. 2:37 the time. No Tony Gwynn Jr. today. He, of course, calling Padre baseball spring training in Peoria. And then he and the rest of the Padres traveling party getting on the big 747, Scraby, and flying 13 and a half hours over to Korea.
Do you know it's a 747? And,
I did see that in the newspaper article this morning.
Wow.
It's a double-decker plane,
Okay. From
what I read.
All right.
And it has, I believe, 10 first-class seats.
Who gets those?
I don't believe Tony will qualify for that.
Wow.
As great as he is. there's 10 first class seats, and then there's like 130 business class seats.
Wow.
I think Tony will get one of those.
Is it 130 business class seats? That's
something like that. Something like that. It's in the paper today if anybody wants to look it up.
I'm Kevin looking Acey's it up right article. Now. I'm trying to figure it out.
And then there's like 20 or 30 regular seats in the way, way back.
Oh, that's where Tony's at.
No, I don't think so. I think Tony will get one of the business class seats.
Oh, unfortunately, I think Dave Marcus is probably in the back.
Dave Marcus will get shoveled to the back.
He shouldn't be. He's a legend.
You and I both know that, but do the Padres know that?
They should.
That's the question. Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do research on this because I actually did look today, this morning, to try and find their flight. Because you have to schedule a flight plan, and those are public. But here it is. Yes, 747 VIP airliner. Wow.
Okay. What is it? Describe the seating if you can find
it
there.
Yeah, it's 10 first-class seats, 143 business class, 36 economy.
36 economy. You know what? That's where you and I would be, Scrabe, if we were on this trip. So
I would be in the cargo hold.
You would be lucky to be in the economy seats.
Yes. I'm going to now look for this flight so I could track it today. It says they're supposed to land at 1:30 a.m. South Korea time.
Yeah. So we're not going to hear from Tony for a while.
Yeah.
once he recovers from that flight.
Yes.
But I will say this. It is 1 week from today, Scraby, that when you and I go on the show at 2:00, we will be able to talk about a regular season game.
Wow. Being in
because the Padres opener is next Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. And to that end, you and I are going to be there.
I was surprised.
For our watch party.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. I'm not going to miss that. I'm up at 3:00 in the morning half the time anyway.
You kept saying that, but I thought you were just joking. So you get to see Chris. You get to see Bennett Woods. You get to see me. Tune into 97.3 The Fan next Wednesday and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's chief bubble officer, Tony Gwynn Jr., call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party Wednesday morning, March 20th at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun. So Wednesday, 3 a.m. I'm already worried about that day just because I'm very much so a creature of habit, and I'm worried about my sleep that day. But I'm going to have fun doing it.
So you're going to get, what are you going to do? Go to sleep the night before and then get up at like 2:30 and drive down there?
I don't know because I have the Scraby show till about 7. I probably leave here around 7:45, 7:50 and get home around 9. What am I supposed to do, Chris? Just stay up all night? Be a crazy person?
No, you're supposed to go to sleep for 3 or 4 hours, get up, go down, enjoy the baseball game. You'll get home by about 7:30 in the morning, and then take a nap, just like I do. That's what I do, Scrape. And you should do the same thing. Just go. Your strategy for next week, first of all, everybody out there should call in, should already make plans to call in sick to work next Wednesday.
Good point.
It should be kind of a holiday for all Padre fans next Wednesday. It's opening day. It's just a little different opening day. Instead of it all being down at the ballpark at Petco Park, you're all going to get up at 3 in the morning and watch the ball game, and then you'll sleep in afterwards. It's very simple, really. It really, truly is. So that should be everybody's plan next Wednesday, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of you down there at 7 Mile Casino. All right, we are in Las Vegas. I am in Las Vegas, and the reason I am here, blame it all on Stacey Terry Hudson and her Aztec women's basketball team, which has won 3 straight in the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and tonight will play for the championship against UNLV. Coach, it has already been a good day for the Hudson family. Husband Justin and the Fresno State men pull off a victory in their first Mountain West Conference game over Wyoming. I just watched a little while ago. So hopefully that's a good sign of things to come for you guys today, right?
Yeah, I apologize for my voice. It's a little scratchy, but there's been a lot going on here in Vegas. But yes, it was a tight one. It was fun to watch him win, so we're hoping to get one more.
Well, Coach, you know, this has been a real blessing to be around this team this year. And, you know, when you started this journey with this team, you had to replace 4 starters from a year ago. You had to do so with 2 injured point guards, which left you without a real starting point guard for the season. To get from there to here has to be very gratifying for you.
You know, it's funny you brought it up. We've been talking about it all day. It's just been really fun to watch this team mature and come into their own just really at the right time. We're playing a lot of kids out of position because of the injuries, and as you mentioned, and it's just fun to watch them play. They are truly enjoying the game, and that's really what it's about, and just fun to watch them.
Yeah, first 2 games of this tournament, you guys did a great job of sharing the basketball. I mean, that kind of speaks to the camaraderie on this team. I think you had 19 assists in the win over San Jose State, 19 more in the upset of New Mexico. You didn't have as many assists last night to beat Boise State. But this team, it does seem like as a 5-player unit, whichever 5 players are out on the floor, they all get along and they all seem to figure things out together pretty well.
They are. They're growing up in front of our eyes. I mean, and then our bench has been amazing, too. You know, what I love about this team is every night since we've been in Vegas, there's been a different leading scorer. So we can hit you offensively a lot of different ways. But I think the reason why we've won here in Vegas is we're actually playing defense, making it hard on our opponents, and being locked in there has really made the difference.
Well, I have the fortune of being around you guys this morning. And, of course, you've got the UNLV Rebels tonight, and they're number 21 in the nation. And, you know, they've got pretty good credentials. I like the way you're going about this, Coach. Tell us what your strategy with your kids is heading into this game.
Well, you know, you were around this morning when you heard us talking about it. You know, they're very good, and they can hurt you in a lot of different ways. And we're going to try to take away the 3-ball. I think that's what hurt us last time we played. We just want to limit them there. They have an All-American down low in the post. We're going to do our best to slow her down a bit. But she's one of those players you just can't stop. So we just can't let the other ones get above their average. We're going to try to slow down everybody else and see if we can stay in the game. That's plan A. You never know what's going to happen. We might have to go to plan B or plan C, but that's definitely plan A.
Yeah, plan A. And I think the other thing is having the right mindset, which is you guys belong in this game. You deserve to be in this game. And there's no reason why if you play your game, you can't win this game. I mean, if you guys don't think that, you're not going to be able to do it.
100%. And these kids are believing that we could beat South Carolina right now. So I love it. I love their confidence. We're going to take that into the game and see what we can do. I mean, again, UNLV is a great team, but we're playing really good basketball, and I like our chances.
Coach, I don't want to get too personal, but I shared with everybody a little while ago that when we arrived in Vegas on Saturday, I thought I packed for 5 days, but I really came up a little short, and some of my T-shirts are getting re-worn now because we've been here so long. Unfortunately, Ben Pearson and I, the media relations director, we don't like to get our room cleaned. So we've got trash piling up. How is your room looking at this stage of the trip, Coach? Are you keeping things together all right?
You know what? Two things. We've done laundry here in the hotel. Not that I didn't bring enough. I knew my plan was to be here until Thursday, so I have enough. But we did do some laundry, and I've been picking up along the way. So I had to call for the maid a couple times to come clean. But you know, that's a great problem to have. I'll take that any day.
One last thing, Coach, before I let you go, because you are busy and you have more important things to do today. But we appreciate it. You don't like to think of yourself too much, but it has to be gratifying for you. It's your 11th season. Anyone like myself who's been around you, you've done it the right way. You've done it with great kids. They all have great point averages. They all do things outside of basketball. But to have your first shot at a championship game, this has been a long time coming, and I know a lot of people are very happy for you. And I'm just wondering how you're kind of containing some of those emotions.
You know, it was really emotional last night. You know, I got home and was just thinking about all the kids that have been in our program and the history and tradition that San Diego State's had long before I've ever been here. And I'm just really proud of all the Aztecs that have reached out to us and, you know, had touched base with me and wished us luck. If they're not coming tonight, they'll definitely be tuned in. And it's just been really fun to be a part of this program and in the history and tradition of winning. And we finally got it back there. So I'm just really proud of us, really proud of our staff, and the young ladies that are in the locker room getting it done. The maturity and the leadership that I have in this locker room has really, you know, got us to this point. So just proud of our kids. I was overwhelmed with emotion because I'm just really, really happy for them.
Well, Coach, it's been great fun, obviously, for all of us this week. Let's just get one more tonight, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk about it on the show tomorrow. Good luck. I'll see you over at the arena.
Thank you. Go Aztecs.
Yep. Thanks, Stacy. Stacy Terry Hudson right there, the Aztec women's basketball coach. I will say this, Scraby, if you get a chance, anybody listening, if you get a chance, I tweeted it out today. They had video of the kids celebrating on the court last night in Las Vegas after they won the semifinal game. But the video also included her emotional speech to her kids in the locker room. And it's very uplifting.
All right, there's no swear words, right? I can just play it.
I don't think there's any swear words. You might want to check it out just to be sure. I don't think there were.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
take a look at it. You don't have to play it on the air. I think people can find it if they want to hear it. But it was very uplifting to see her. You know, this is her 11th season. She's never got to this point, and you know, she was very proud of her team, and they were proud of her. It was a very emotional, fun scene to watch in the locker room last night, and they had a video. I tweeted it out, so you can either go to my Twitter at ChrisLOSD, you'll find it somewhere, or search for my Twitter, or maybe you can find it, Scraby, and put it up somewhere.
It's also on GoAztecs.com.
Yes. There's a lot of good stuff on Go Aztecs.
Go to Chris's Twitter or at GoAztecs.com.
You'll be able to find that video. All right. So what else is going on? How's Nick DiNucci doing? He's coming up on the end of his first hour as a learning board op.
Well, why don't you talk to him, Chris? Why don't you talk to him? You know, Nick, I think, I don't know that Nick has ever been on this show or any show. He's saying no. So here is Nick DiNucci. Chris, you take
over.
Hey,
Nick.
I have been
Nick,
on another show.
How is it trying to learn from the master at his craft, Matt Scraby?
Scraby and Braden, they're pretty good, man. So they're, you know.
I don't think he mentioned Braden, but he mentioned me, and you threw Braden.
Yeah,
in there, so.
You're learning from Braden Surprenant as well.
I will be on Friday, yes.
On Friday you will. All
yes.
Right. Has Scraby confused you in any way yet?
No, it's going well. I mean, just, you know, in the beginning you kind of just watch how things go, and then I kind of ask questions, you know, not to, obviously just to humor him, but to actually, you know, get the knowledge I need to run it efficiently.
To humor me. I do love that. That was really funny.
You like to be humored.
I will say, if people are wondering how to get into radio, the way to do it is just kind of what Nick is doing. Be a shadow on the wall. Just be in the right places. Continue to ask to be a part of something. Like, that's the way in. It's unfortunate for internships that we can't do those in California, because I've wanted, that's how I got into radio, and then they ended like 6 months after. So the way to do it is just make yourself known and be the first guy to say yes to everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you are certainly one of the reasons, one of the things we've learned in working with you, Scrabe, over the last almost 6 years now for this program.
I know.
Is that you worked your way up from the ground floor to where you are now. And you despise anybody out there who gets any kind of a break along the way, a la nepotism or whatever it might be that could give somebody an edge.
I don't know why that is, Chris.
Since you didn't get it, you don't want anyone else to get it either.
It may have been the maybe year and a half of free work that I did, 40 hours a week for the radio station. It may have been me just scratching and clawing for my entire radio career. Maybe that's why I don't want someone to get the spot in front of me. Yeah. If they're better than me, that's fine. And Noah Eagle is better than me at play-by-play. But you put him in this chair, don't know. Don't know.
Yeah. No, it's Scraby's the man. And
okay.
we give him a crazy time on this show, but we would not be here without him. 8-0 is the score, Padres right now over the A's. I mentioned Joe Musgrove started today. Joe, 4 innings, allowed 2 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. Jackson Merrill, along with a 1-for-2 day and a run scored, Scraby, also with a 2nd stolen base of the spring. So
can he do anything wrong?
No, not right now. Not right now, he can't.
I know.
There's nothing he could do wrong. I know. I wish we could borrow him to play against UNLV tonight for the women's basketball team, because he'd probably just somehow throw in 45 points.
Probably.
I mean, he's just on that kind of a roll right now. So, yeah, Jackson Merrill's definitely on a roll.
Did you know
he's having another nice day.
Did you know that? Because Sammy Lev put up a bunch of great stuff on X yesterday. So if you want to see it, go to @97.3TheFanSD. But he put on 35 pounds over one offseason in high school. He needed to gain the weight for muscle and all that. That's pretty insane to me that you can gain 35 pounds
with all,
just
with
muscle.
With all due respect, I think, just muscle. I was going to say, with all due respect, I think most of us listening could gain 35
yes.
pounds over a summer if we just put our minds to it.
Absolutely, we could.
Yeah. But, or we could lose 37 and do SD fat loss. So, you know, it just depends on which way you want to go.
That's true. I did lose 40. Ben lost over 40. You lost 37. So we did good things.
Yeah, we did some good things, and Jackson Merrill is doing some very good things. All right, we got Daily Gambit coming up. Is there anything else? Has there been any football signings today, Scrabe? It's been such a hot week in the NFL.
Yes, Calvin Ridley is now with the Tennessee Titans. He signed a 4-year, I think, $96 million deal. You know what's really funny
I'll bet he is a Titan.
$92 million deal. Why do you say it like that?
I'll bet because he got kicked out of football for betting.
Oh, I see. It was a joke. It was a joke, everybody.
Yeah, you didn't make the connection.
I didn't. But isn't it weird that running backs, they touch the ball way more than wide receivers do, and wide receivers are getting paid all the money right now. I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah, running back is kind of a thing of the past in the National Football League. I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised so many running backs changed teams and signed free agent contracts. I don't really think teams were going to be paying any money for running backs. So I think it's been a pretty good free agent week for running backs. Better than last year, that's for sure.
Yeah,
last year, you had guys sitting on the sidelines who couldn't even get a sniff.
They were having
this year,
meetings.
Eckler, that's right. To see why they were being blacklisted out of the game.
Oh, I do have
this year you got Austin.
I'm sorry, we're kind of on a delay here. We're gonna have to reset the app when we go to break. Chargers, they released Mike Williams too, so.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, Mike Williams. Saved $20 million in cap space.
Great.
The charges. All right, second hour, Daily Gambit, Ted Leitner, Uncle Teddy. talking about the Aztecs men's team and their prospects here in Las Vegas. It's all still to come. Stick around on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.